biblical prophecies are frightening, and to some, difficult to take seriously. After all, we have never experienced a worldwide earthquake. But suppose the prophecies are true. What could trigger such an event? Perhaps the Anasazi had the answer. They and many other peoples had an almost religious obsession with the planets. They charted the heavens with uncanny accuracy, an accuracy that has only recently been surpassed. But why? Why would such a people, barely able to scratch a subsistence out of this harsh land, be so preoccupied with the planets? Did the Anasazi know something about the planets that we are only beginning to understand? This link between Jupiter, the other planets, and our Earth is just beginning to attract the attention of modern science, and for good reason. On Christmas Eve, 1982, we experienced a rare phenomenon, a conjunction of planets like those for which the Anasazi calculator was designed. Astronomers call it the Grand Alignment, and it is a subject of growing controversy and concern. There are a number of reputable scientists who believe this grand alignment could trigger worldwide devastation, ushering our planet into a 20-year era of cataclysm. Is this really possible? Could planets millions of miles away have such an effect on our Earth? For the answer, we must take a closer look at our planet itself. The Earth, hurtling through space at 1.3 million miles per hour, simultaneously rotating on its axis and orbiting around the sun while our entire solar system speeds through the universe. The surface of the Earth is also in motion. The crust is divided into 12 huge sections called tectonic plates. These plates are constantly in motion, and they carry the continents with them. Their movement is far from peaceful. The plates butt against each other, bumping and grinding along. Their combined forces have caused entire mountain ranges to form. This is the scar left by two plates locked in eternal confrontation. San Andreas Fault. It extends for 600 miles, separating much of California from the rest of the United States. The Pacific Plate, carrying California on its back, is moving in a northwesterly direction, building up stress as it grips the North American Plate. From time to time, this stress becomes too great and the plates wrench free. This is what we call an earthquake. Its source is deep inside the Earth, where these plates float on the molten core. Rock so hot, it is turned to liquid. The plates usually creep along, their movement unnoticed at the surface. Suddenly, unpredictably, they could accelerate and lunge forward. Such severe movement could cause earthquakes of unprecedented intensity. What influences the movement of these plates? We spoke to Dr. Jeffrey Goodman, a geologist, and author of the book, We Are the Earthquake Generation.
Abnormal movement of the tectonic plates seems to be related to changes in the Earth's rate of rotation. As the Earth goes about its daily rotation, there seems to be periods of time when it either speeds up or slows down. It's like the principle of inertia. You can be driving along in your car and then suddenly apply the brakes and everything is pitched forward. And the Earth's plates are like the passengers in the car as it rides on the Earth's surface.
But what causes these changes in the Earth's rotation? Dr. Stephen Plogman, co-author of The Jupiter Effect, has studied the effects of external forces on our planet.
In 1979, 800,000 people were killed in China in a disastrous earthquake. In 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted, devastated hundreds of square miles of land, and killed dozens of people. Both of these disasters occurred during times of solar maximum. Now, during this time, the sun spewed forth particles and radiation, which impinged upon the earth and altered the normal weather patterns, and in turn accelerated and decelerated the Earth's rotation, and this in turn triggered earthquakes and violent volcanic activity.
Sunspots and solar flares, gigantic eruptions on the sun's surface that shower the Earth with charged particle radiation, adversely affecting our planet's climate, disrupting radio signals, and, as we are just beginning to learn, altering the Earth's rate of spin.
Recently, we have shown that the planets exert on the sun gravitational and inertial forces due to their rotation about the sun. Now, Jupiter follows an 11-year period around the sun. The solar activity follows an 11-year period around the sun. And at this moment, the planets like Saturn, Uranus, Neptune are in a grand alignment with Jupiter, which compounds this effect.